Well, the 38th annual August Moon Festival is coming up in Quincy. This will be on Sunday, August 17th, 11 to 3, right on Coddington Street, once again in Quincy Center. Joining us from Quincy Asian Resources today to tell us all about this year's festival and a few more things going on as well, Rassica Kale and Rachel Lee. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here, Joe.
It's great to have you both. Rachel, great to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you again. Yeah. Love being here. So.
And Rassica, nice to meet you for the first
time. Yes, it's lovely to be here. I was very jealous that Rachel got to come on last time.
Well, you're invited for future festivals.
I will be here.
Actually, maybe we should start with you, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Learn a little bit about Rassica Kale, what you do at Quarry, how you got there, and your story.
Absolutely. I came to Quarry really through a lot of serendipity. My training is in public health, similar to Rachel. And about 2 years ago when I graduated, I was looking for something that would let me use my training, but would also let me work with immigrant and migrant communities. I'm an immigrant myself. Mm. And it was a cause that really spoke to my heart, and it felt like one of those things that it would be really great to work in the field, but of course you never know what you're going to get. And really, as luck would have it, Quarry popped up when I was looking for jobs, and I was so intrigued by the mission. There's such a clear sense of community heart, but they also do so many different things. There's such a deep understanding that when you are an immigrant, or even just, you know, an everyday person trying to figure out how to support yourselves and your families, you don't just have one need at a time. You have a lot of things that happen at once that you need support with. And I think Quarry really takes that model to heart with a lot of integrated services, a lot of things that we do. And I just kind of immediately fell in love with the mission and said, you know, if there's any way I can get involved, please let me know. I would love to work here. And it worked out really well. So I'm coming up on 2 years now, same as Rachel, with the organization. I do our development work, which means I do a lot of our back end, making sure that we have the resources we need to run our programs. But I also do a lot of fun projects, such as our social media. And this year, I'm working on our festivals as well.
Sure. Where did you go to school?
I was in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. What brought you to the Boston area?
The job.
The job? Really?
But I'm really glad to be here. I love Quincy. I love the Boston area. It is such a warm place. I've met wonderful people. I did not enjoy the winter so much, but I'm growing to love it.
And what are, I guess, some of the challenges that you work on at Quarry when it comes to helping the immigrant community?
The main thing I think that we are really trying to do is bridge access. A lot of times, a lot of the people that we serve in the immigrant community have multiple needs, and there are resources out there, but there's a lot of barriers that they face in getting those. The first step, a lot of times, is language access.
Sure.
If there isn't information being provided in a language that they can easily understand and access, and it is just, you're never going to know. The second piece of that, obviously, is informational. People need to know where they can find the information or the resources that they're looking for. And it is wonderful to see the roots that Quarry has with the community. People know that if they are looking for answers to anything, they can come over to our office. They know our staff. They know that they can get help there. And the third is kind of around these resources that contribute to one another and making sure that we can solve ABC for you so that you can get to the all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. So we have our English classes, which support people who are trying to improve their English proficiency. We have social services assistance. You don't have to wait for another appointment and several follow-ups. You can come down to our office and we can help you in whatever language you're comfortable with. Sure. To access all of your social services. We have workforce development programming now. We're very proud to be partnering with Quincy College and some other partners here in the city to make sure that even as you're building these basic skills and getting access to these resources, you can continue to further your education, look for better job prospects. You shouldn't have to wait until some of those more basic needs are met to start thinking about economic empowerment. So I'm really grateful to be able to do the work that I do, where we can really support a holistic set of needs.
Yes.
Wherever people are on their journey.
Yeah, you can tell you're passionate about it, Rassica, because you smile when you talk about it. So, and Rachel, I noticed you nodding your head to everything she's saying as well, so you can identify, right?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, people that are drawn to this type of work are very mission-orientated.
Yes.
So we were hired at the same time. Right. We connected over the same kind of reasons why Corey kind of drew us in. And so a lot of things that she said just resonates with me.
Yeah. What are some of your top priorities or responsibilities at Corey?
Yeah, so I'm the project manager of diabetes and health equity. So my focus is primarily more on the health part.
Yes.
So we look at health in a preventative manner, but also a management manner. And like Rassica said, it's tough because there's so many barriers and challenges. And it's almost like when you find a solution for these barriers, the situation changes or the environment changes. So then you have to pivot again.
I see.
And so even though the work is straightforward in terms of quote unquote diabetes, there's a lot of moving parts and changing things that are happening all the time.
Sure. And I was thinking, as Rassica was talking about the language barrier, that really transcends everything, right?
Yeah.
You can't move forward until you overcome that first.
No, language is so important.
Yes.
The other flip side, too, is that, you know, people being able to identify with the, for example, my program with the health coaches. And yes, that means language, but also that just means, like, do you understand the culture? Do you understand the nuances of that? You can have the language, but you may not have the art of being able to convey that language. And vice versa, you may not have the language, but you may have the art, and sometimes that matters too.
Right, exactly, yeah. And, I mean, part of it is having fun.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Which is why we're here to talk about today, the August Moon Festival.
Yes.
As I mentioned, it is coming up Sunday, August 17th, 11 to 3, along Coddington Street in Quincy Center. 38th annual, Rachel, that's amazing. Yeah, is that as long as the history of Corey has here in the city?
It's actually longer. The August Moon Festival has a history that really brings together so many different local agencies and community groups in Quincy, many of whom eventually then went on to be part of the collaborative that formed Corey in 2001. And once Corey was an organization was formed, we were very excited to be able to kind of take over in a more organized manner the festivals that we run and really expand them. So it's been wonderful to see them grow over the years. 38 is a big number, and we're very excited to kind of see it get, you know, continue even longer and get even better. I know even as we were speaking with you earlier, Joe, that it's such a hallmark in the city, but also in the region, and it's something that people really know of as Corey. I was so thrilled when I was moving up to Boston for the job and just kind of meeting new people in the area. People know about the festivals.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh yes, I come every year with my family. We wouldn't miss it. So it's really exciting to be part of that legacy and to help create that festivity and that joy for everyone this year.
Yes, it's moved around the city over the years,
yeah.
I know, in different locations, although it's been in Coddington Street for the past several years now. It seems to be a pretty successful venue.
Yeah.
Basically, the street just basically shuts down between Washington Street and Southern Artery and turn it into a big street party for the most
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely,
right?
And we try and pack in as much fun in that street as we can.
Yes, and food, yes, that's a big part of it for sure. So let's talk about what will be happening that day. What happens at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, August 17th?
Absolutely. Well, as soon as you walk in, whether you're coming from Coddington Street on the Quincy Center side or from the other side, we have a whole host of fun and activities planned. This year, we're going to have, I think, somewhere over 90 different vendor stalls lining up, you know, across the entire street. We're going to have food and drinks. We're going to have some games and activities going on. We're going to have bouncy houses. We're going to have rock climbing.
Wait, rock climbing?
Yeah. Rock climbing.
So there's a rock wall to climb?
There is going to be a rock wall to climb right in the center, right opposite the quarry tent. So if you're doing the rock climbing, make sure to stop and see the quarry tent on your way as well. We're also going to have presence from a lot of our sponsors and our local community partners and community agencies. So if anyone is looking just to learn a bit more about how to get involved in the community or what are some resources that you might be looking for, they're probably going to be at the festival.
Okay.
So this would be a wonderful time to come and check them out as well. We're also going to be having our stage area where we're going to be doing performances, both traditional and modern, that celebrate Asian cultures kind of from across the spectrum. So we'll have a lot of our favorite Quincy and Massachusetts-based performance troupes coming. We'll have our opening ceremony at 12 with our traditional line dance ceremony, and the Scouts, Quincy Scouts, will be doing their the flag ceremony with us.
Oh.
We'll be joined by a couple of our sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, South Cove Community Health Center, and of course, the mayor of Quincy. We're really grateful to have them join us as they do every year.
Yeah, I know it's you'd really try and incorporate the entire community into this festival, mm-hmm. right? It's not just a quote-unquote Asian festival. It's a community festival.
Absolutely. The
right?
joy yeah. of it is in being able to share our kind of share, you know, diverse Asian cultures with people.
Right.
That's how you build communities, just by sharing those experiences with each other. So it's always been exciting to see the diversity of people who show up, not just from Quincy, but also from the surrounding areas.
Oh, I would guess from all over New England, probably,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Is it one of the largest, if not the largest, August Moon Festival?
I think so.
You think so, Rachel?
It is the largest one, yeah.
Wow. About how many folks, roughly, do you think?
I want to say somewhere in the ballpark of 15 to 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of people in a short period of time.
Oh, yes.
It's free to get in, right?
It is free and open to all, and we hope, you know, we're always willing to see what we can do to make it more accessible. But yes, if you are trying to drive in, if you're trying to walk in from the stations or by bus, we're hoping that with Coddington Street, part of why we see that success is because it is so easy to get by.
Yes. Yeah, I know there's parking at the Y right there, mm-hmm. At the high school on the other side of the street
mm-hmm.
as well. And of course, the T station is just a short distance
away. Just a couple of minutes away.
Yeah, exactly. Rachel, at the festival, will there be other quarry programs available to learn about?
Yeah, so as Raska mentioned, that the quarry tent will be having and advertising our different programs that are currently happening and then that are going to happen. So Ras already mentioned a couple. So there's ESOL that's open right now. We have the hospitality management with Quincy College.
Yes.
And then we also have school programs that are happening now since they're coming up. You know, it's the school year soon.
That's right. Kids don't want to hear that, but it's true. Yeah. What do you have for kids this year?
Well, one of the things that has been very exciting over the years is to see our youth get involved in the festivals themselves, actually.
Yeah.
So we have, I'd say, upwards of 50 youth volunteers who are volunteering with us for the festival. So if you are stopping by the quarry tent or the youth tent, they're going to have a lot of these beautiful decorations and giveaway items that they've been working over the weeks to prepare for everyone. They're also going to be going around supporting some of our programs. So they also have free cotton candy and ice cream, I believe, to give away that our youth volunteers are always very excited to man and give out to kids who are coming to the
festival. Some sugar high, yeah.
Exactly. You got to keep your energy up.
Absolutely.
There's so much to
do. It's a long street to walk back
right.
and forth. So.
Very good. Okay, so that'll be fun. Do you still need volunteers? Is there still room opportunities? Or?
We never say no. We never say no.
Yeah.
But if not this year, then certainly next year.
Yes, and Quarry does now have... we've been working on it for a while, but we do now have a formal volunteering program, so we're really excited to connect with people from the community who are interested in supporting our programs.
Okay.
So if anyone is, we just ask that they get in touch.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, August Moon, the festival itself, it's like a harvest festival, is that right? It's to celebrate the harvest mm-hmm. of the year, and traditionally it's in September in some other countries, right, or other communities. Is that
depends.
Right, Rachel?
Yeah, it depends. But I'll let Raz take this one because,
the logistics of it all,
the
right?
The logistics,
yeah.
Yes.
No, it is definitely, I think, depending on kind of where, which specific Asian culture you come from, sometimes it depends a little bit, but it does follow the lunar calendar. We, of course, because we're based here in Quincy, we try and get the best middle of it. So the festival does usually sometimes happen in August, sometimes in September, but we like having it in August so that families are still here.
Kids
it's
are still
summer.
Off from school,
they're
right?
They're still off from school,
right.
So they can celebrate. And you know, that just keeps the party going a little bit longer if the actual festival is in September.
Any excuse for,
exactly.
for another party, right? you know what I did want to talk about briefly, Rachel, probably with you, is I know the behavioral health program at Quarry it's been certified by the state. It's up and running. Mm-hmm. How's it going?
It's going really well. Yeah. So one of our goals is to have a more integrated model with social services because we recognize that health is not just, you know, your physical health, it's your mental health. And it's related to just access of care, right? Mm. How do you go about the world and your life if you're worried about, you know, how do you get a house or how do I take care of this bill that I don't understand in English? And so mental health is just like a overall core part of just living day by day.
Yes.
And so we're really working on to make sure that the access is there, so not only for the mental health services, but there's a seamless transition from mental health services to any kind of social care or any other, like even diabetes needs. So, so we've been revamping our program to make sure that we're able to do that in a seamless manner. Because the other thing is that when people come in, they don't want to, you know, talk to multiple people, multiple different people about the same thing. Not only takes up time, but it's also an emotional burden.
Yes.
To be able to, you know, share your story so many different times, like, do I trust this person? Do I not trust this person?
Right.
But being able to talk to one of the providers that we have here in the language that they need, in the cultural context that they need, and in the life experience that they're going through, they're able to bring some sort of trust and build that and be able to say, oh, hey, I'm seeing you for this. I notice you have these other issues. Why don't I bring you to these other programs? So it's been going really great. We have, I believe, two new people coming in August. So it's a perfect time for you guys to meet them as well.
Good. Okay. Very good. But I would think if you address those issues, a lot of the other issues may kind of fall into place, right?
Yes.
If somebody is feeling comfortable and settled and calm, they can address the other day-to-day things, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to know that service is available for sure.
Yes.
I'm guessing website is the best place to get more information, is that right?
Yeah.
QuarryUSA.org.
People can always call into our office or just drop by. Everyone knows, I think, our office, 275 Hancock Street, Suite 205. We're open kind of all days in the week, especially Fridays if people do want to walk in the mornings. Our staff is always ready and willing to have a chat.
Okay, very good. And Raska, you mentioned you're keeping the social media up to date as well.
We're doing our best. Okay. It's certainly been a fun project to take on. So yes, please do follow us on our Facebook and our Instagram. If you like, we also have our WeChat channel where we post updates specifically in Chinese.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to get the word out there about our programs, and we want to connect with folks. We want to know what you guys are looking to see from us next.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anything else we'd like to share with folks right now?
It's my quick plug. I know. It's like, what are some of our good QuarryUSA programs that I can plug? I know, as we spoke about our English classes, our registration is open for the next fall term. So if you guys are interested in registering for the ESOL program, I'd say go on our website or send us an email.
Okay.
We also have, QuarryUSA has a partnership with our sister agency, Wudubon, and with Quincy College.
Oh, yes.
We do a hospitality management program that's designed to get people into more supervisory roles in the food services and hospitality sectors. We have our next cohort starting September 15th.
Oh, okay.
So we're actively recruiting. If you are interested in participating, the best way is, of course, once again, to go to our websites or to reach out to us either at QuarryUSA, Wudubon, or at Quincy College for that program as well. It is a free program. It is, designed with the same principle and same mission as all of our programs are with QuarryUSA. So we're really supporting people to get in through the program. You don't have to be fluent in English. If you need a little bit of work, we do have additional English support for you to get training there. You'll have access to a lot of support services. If you need have tech needs or transportation needs that would otherwise make it difficult for you to come in for a class, we can support you on that. So really, we just want to get people in a place where they are able to build those skills.
Absolutely. All right. Or just come to August Moon and
exactly.
meet both of you. And
QuarryUSA tent.
Exactly. Go to the QuarryUSA tent.
Go to the QuarryUSA tent. You know, the rock climbing.
Learn all about these things, right? Again, Sunday, August 17th, 11 to 3, along Coddington Street. There is a rain date the following Sunday, August 24th. Hopefully, you won't need that.
Yes.
The way the weather's been going, I don't think so.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But we'll see. We'll keep an eye and see what you're saying about the weather.
Don't blame the messenger. And are you both climbing the rock wall? Or?
I hope to.
Oh, really?
I'd like to. Most likely, I'm going to be running around in circles. Just everywhere else.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Have a great time at the festival.
Thank you.
Will we see you there?
You never know.
We'll take that as a yes.
All right. And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.